Liberate. Fuck New York. Housing. You can always sleep up in Central Park during the daytime, although the muggers come out to play at night. Free night crashing can be found in the waiting room of the Pennsylvania Railroad Station, 34th Street and 7th Avenue. The cops will leave you alone until about 7 a.m. when they kick you out. You can put your rucksack in a locker for 25 cents to avoid it being ripped off. The Boys' Emergency Shelter, 69 St. Mark's Place, provides free room and board for males 16 to 20 years of age. The living room can be found on the same block. It's a heavy religious scene, but they will help with room and board. Their hours are 6:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Also on the Lower East Side is the Macaulay Mission at 90 Lafayette Street. On the west side, there's a poet named Delworth at 125 Sullivan Street that houses kids if he's got room. The Judson Memorial Church, Washington Square South, always has one or more housing programs going. If you're really hard up, try the Stranded Youth Program, 111 West 31st Street. Teenagers 16 to 20 are sent home. If you don't want to go back but need room and board, give them phony identification. The Graymore Monastery offers free room and board for young people in the country. They provide transportation. Food. Hunts Point Market, Hunts Point Avenue, and 138th Street in the Bronx will lay enough fruit and vegetables on your family to last a week or more. Lettuce, squash, carrots, cantaloupe, grapefruit, even artichokes and mushrooms, all crated. You'll need a car or truck, and they only give stuff away in the early morning. Just tell them you're doing a free food thing, and it's yours. Out of sight. The large slaughterhouse area is in the far west village, west of Hudson and south of 14th Street. Get a letter from a clergyman saying you need meat for a church-sponsored meal. The fish market is located on Fulton and South Streets, under the East River Drive overpass in Lower Manhattan. You can always manage to find some sympathetic fisherman early in the morning who will lay as much fish on you as you can cart away. If you pick up on a car, take a trip to Long Island City. There, you will find the Gordon Baking Company at 4225 21st, Pepsi-Cola at 4602 5th Avenue, Borden Company at 3510 Steinway Street, and Dannon Yogurt at 2211 38th Avenue. All four places give out samples for free if you call or write ahead and explain how it's for a block party. Along 2nd and 3rd Avenues on the Upper East Side are a host of swank bars with free hors d'oeuvres beginning at 5. All Longchamps are good, as is Max's Kansas City. For real class, check the back pages of the New York Times for ocean cruises and those swinging bon voyage parties. If you look kind of straight or want to disguise yourself and see the other half at it, sneak into conventions for drinks, snacks, and all kinds of free samples. Call the New York Convention Bureau, 90 East 42nd Street. You can also get free tickets to theater events here at 9 a.m. on weekdays. Other free meals can be gotten at the various missions. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness is located at 41 2nd Avenue. Every morning at 7 a.m., a delicious cereal breakfast is served free along with chanting and dancing. Also at noon, more food and chanting, and on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m., again, food and chanting. Then it's all day Sunday in Central Park Sheep Meadow, generally, for still more chanting, sans food. Hare Krishna is the freest high going if you can get into it and dig cereal and, of course, more chanting. The Paradox Restaurant at 64 East 7th Street is a neat, cheap health joint that will give you a free meal if you help peel shrimp or do the dishes. Medical care. The latest dope on family planning and the new abortion law can be obtained from Planned Parenthood, 300 Park Avenue. They provide a free directory on citywide services in this area. The Black Panther Free Health Clinic on 180 Sutter Avenue in Brooklyn is radical medicine in action. If you ripped off this book, Why not send them or another group mentioned in this book a check so they can continue serving the people? Two fantastic clinics on the Lower East Side are the St. Mark's People's Clinic at 44 St. Mark's Place, open weekdays 6 to 10 p.m., and NENA at 290 East 3rd Street, which also functions as a switchboard for the area. The Beth Israel Teenage Clinic at 17th Street and 1st Avenue services young people. Millie at the Village Project, 88 2nd Avenue, can arrange for free glasses. The New York University Dental Clinic, 421 1st Avenue, will give you the cheapest dental care in Gotham. Stuyvesant Polyclinic, 137 2nd Avenue, has an emergency day clinic with the quickest service. Dial a freakout is 324-0707. Ambulance service is at 440-1234. You ought to know the cops accompany ambulance calls. The New York City Health Department centers provide a number of free services, including x-rays, venereal examinations and treatment, shots for children's diseases, vaccinations, tetanus shots, and a host of other services. The key to getting overall medical care for free is to pick up on a Medicaid card. You can apply at any metropolitan hospital. After filling out a long form and waiting 3 weeks, you'll get your card in the mail. Have a good story when interviewed about why you're not working or only making under $2,900 a year. There is an age limit in that only folks over 21 can qualify, but the rule is liberally enforced, and younger people can get the card with the right hardship story. Legal aid. The Lawyers Commune is a group of revolutionary young lawyers pledged to make a limited income and handle the toughest political cases. They handle all our cases. Find them at 640 Broadway on the 5th floor. New York radicals are fortunate in having a number of good legal assistance agencies. One of them is bound to be able to help you out of a jam. Play. The botanical gardens are really beautiful places to fuck around for a day. The best ones are the Bronx and Brooklyn. Bring a picnic, a few friends, some grass, and plant the seeds. It's all free. Zoos. Unlike the barbaric cages in Central Park, the 18-acre Flushing Meadows Zoo in Queens has been designed so that visitors can view the animals and birds in their natural surroundings, without bars. Take the Main Street Flushing Line subway, train number 7, from Times Square to 111th Street in Queens. Bronx Zoo, which is the largest in the United States, and Flushing Meadows Zoo are fantastic. Beaches. Go to the beach on weekdays, as it usually is very crowded on the weekends. The best beach by far is Rockaway. It has pretty good waves. Swimming pools. The pools are generally crowded, but on a warm summer day, you don't care. The pools are open on weekdays from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. There is a free period for children 14 years of age and under. No adults are admitted to the pool areas during this free period. After 1 p.m. on weekdays and all day on Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, there is a 15-cent charge for children under 14 years and a 35-cent charge for children over 14 years. Free cricket matches. At both Van Cortlandt Park in the Bronx and Walker Park on Staten Island, every Sunday afternoon there are free cricket matches. Get schedule from British Travel Association, 43 West 61st Street. At Walker Park, free tea and crumpets are served during intermission. I say. Free park events. All kinds of activities in the parks are free. The Freak Center is the rowing pond around 70th Street and Bethesda Fountain around 72nd Street in Central Park, although it floats. Busts are non-existent. A complete list of all recreational facilities can be obtained by calling the New York City Department of Parks. Museums. American Academy of Arts and Letters, American Numismatic Society, and the American Geographical Society are all located at Broadway and 155th Street. Music. About the closest you can come to good free rock music is the Summer Music Festival in Central Park. There are concerts every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday in the months of July and August. It only costs $1 or $2, and everybody in the music world plays at least once. The concerts are held at the Woolman Ice Skating Rink. Occasionally, there are free rock concerts in Central Park. The Greenwich House of Music, located at 46 Barrow Street in the West Village, puts on free concerts and recitals every Friday at 8:30 p.m. For a complete schedule, send a stamped self-addressed envelope. The Frick Museum, 1 East 70th Street, has concerts every Sunday afternoon, the best of the classical offerings. You must hassle a little. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope that will arrive on Monday before the date you wish to go. One letter, one ticket. The Donnell Library, 20 West 53rd Street, also presents free classical music. The schedule is found in Calendar of Events at any library. The Juilliard School presents a variety of free stuff: orchestral, opera, dance, chamber music, string quartets, and soloists. Performances take place most Friday evenings at 8:30 p.m. from November through May. From December through April, glee clubs, string groups, and classical singers also perform on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. at the New York Historical Society, 170 Central Park West, near 77th Street. Classical concerts by assorted soloists and groups are presented free every Sunday from October through June at 2 p.m. at the Brooklyn Museum, Eastern Parkway and Washington Avenue. Television shows. You can sometimes pick up tickets to television shows at the New York Convention and Visitors Bureau, 90 East 42nd Street. For the bigger and better shows, you have to write direct to the studios. If you do write, do it as far in advance as possible. CBS, 51 West 52nd Street, asks you to write 2 months in advance. Sometimes you can get last-minute tickets for the Ed Sullivan Theater, 1697 Broadway. For NBC shows, write NBC Ticket Division, 30 Rockefeller Plaza. There is also a ticket desk on the NBC mezzanine of 30 Rockefeller Plaza, where tickets are given out for the day shows on a first-come, first-served basis. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. ABC, 1330 6th Avenue, asks you to write 2 or 3 weeks in advance for tickets. You can get tickets up to the day of the show by calling in or visiting the ticket office of ABC, 79 West 66th Street or 1330 6th Avenue. Metro Media also gives out free tickets to their shows, and you can get them by writing to WNEW-TV, 205 East 67th Street. Theater. Pageant Players, the 6th Street Theater Group, and other street theater groups perform on street corners and in parks. Free theater is also provided at the United Nations Building and the Stock Exchange on Wall Street, if you enjoy 17th century comedy. The Equity Library Theater gives performances of old Broadway hits at the Masters Institute, 103rd Street, and Riverside Drive. They perform Tuesday through Sunday at 8:30 p.m. and Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Free tickets are not always available, so phone ahead for reservations. No shows during the summer. The Museum of Performing Arts, 111 Amsterdam Avenue, offers plays, dance programs, and music. Shows start at 6:30 p.m. Tickets are handed out at 4 p.m. Saturday shows start at 2:30 p.m. You can write for a calendar of events to 1865 Broadway. Movies. The New York Historical Society, Central Park West and 77th Street, presents Hollywood movies every Saturday afternoon. At the Metropolitan Museum, 5th Avenue and 82nd Street, you can see art films every Monday at 3 p.m. New York University has a very good free movie program, as well as poetry, lectures, and theater presentations. Call the program director's office for a schedule. The Film Library in the Donnell Library, 20 West 53rd Street, has a wide variety of films which may be borrowed free of charge. The library system also presents film programs throughout the year. Pick up a calendar of events which lists the free showings at all the branches. The Museum of Modern Art is free every Monday, and they have a free film showing at 2 and 5 p.m. Get a schedule at the museum. They have the largest movie collection in the world. The Museum of Natural History, Central Park West, between 77th and 81st Street, presents travel and anthropological films on Wednesday and Saturday afternoons at 2 sharp from October through May. Every movie that plays in New York has a series of screenings for critics, film buyers, and friends of the folks that made it. Look in the yellow pages under Motion Picture Studios and Motion Picture Screening Rooms. Once you get the feel of it, you'll quickly learn who shows what, where, and when. They always let you in free, and if not, give some gull story. Reference the free entertainment section. If you see previews in a theater or notice a publicity buildup in the newspapers, the movie is being screened at one or more of the rooms. The subway system. The first thing to do is get familiar with the geography of stops you use most frequently. Locate the token cage. Check to see whether the exits are within easy view of the teller, off to the side, or blocked from view by concrete pole supporters. Next, learn the type of turnstile in use. Follow the hints laid down in the free transportation section. The rush hours are always the easiest times. Just go through the exits as people push open the door. Also, at crowded hours, people go single file past the turnstiles, one after another in a steady stream. Get in line and go under. The people will block you from view and won't do anything. Even a cop won't give you much hassle. Some subway stations have concrete supports that block the teller's view. Where these exist, slip through the exit nearest the pole or slide by the turnstile. Turnstile jumping is such a skill, it's going to be added to the Olympics. There are three basic styles common to New York and most cities, and each needs a slightly different approach. The old wooden cranker, traditional. You have to go under or sail over this type. Going under is a smoother trip. Going over is trickier since you need both hands free to hurdle, and it's a quicker, more noticeable motion. New aluminum bar turnstiles which turn both ways for exit and entrance. Approach it with confidence. Pretend you're putting in a token with your right hand and pull the bar toward you 1/3 of the way with your left hand. Go through the space left between the bars and the barrier. Not for heavyweights. New aluminum bar turnstiles which can be used only for entrance. They won't pull towards you, and so you must go either under or over them. Note, there is no way to tell a new aluminum bar turnstile which turns both ways for exit and entrance from a new aluminum bar turnstile which can be used only for entrance, unless there is a sign. You have to try it first. Therefore, it is important to remember which kind is in use at your local station so your technique will be smooth. Once you're through, remember in your mind you've paid. Ignore everybody who tries to stop you or tell you different. If someone shouts, just keep on trucking on toward your track. Don't stop or run. Insist you are right if you ever get caught. We have been doing it for years, got caught twice, and let go both times when other passengers insisted we paid. Everybody hates the subways, even the tellers. Freebies. Clothing repairs. All Wallach stores feature a service that includes sewing on buttons, free shoehorns and shoelaces, mending pants pockets and linings, punching extra holes in belts, and a number of other free services. Furniture. By far the best place to get free furniture in New York is on the street. Once a week in every district, the sanitation department makes bulk pickups. The night before, residents put out all kinds of stuff on the street. For the best selection, try the West Village on Monday nights and the East 70s on Tuesday nights. On Wednesday night, there are fantastic pickups on 35th Street in back of Macy's. Move quickly, though. The guards get pissed off easily. The truckers couldn't care less. This street method can furnish your whole pad. Beds, desks, bureaus, lamps, bookcases, chairs, and tables. It's all a matter of transportation. If you don't have access to a car or truck, it's worth it to rent a station wagon and make pickups. Ghosts. If you would like to meet a real ghost, write Hans Holzer, care of New York Committee for Investigation for Paranormal Research, 140 Riverside Drive, New York, New York. He'll put you in touch for free. Free lessons. Lessons in a variety of skills, such as plumbing, electricity, jewelry making, construction, and woodworking, are provided by the Mechanics Institute, 20 West 44th Street. Call or write them well in advance for a schedule. You must sign up early for lessons, as they try to maintain small courses. Poems are free. Are you a poem or are you a prose? Flowers. At about 9:30 a.m., there are free flowers in the Flower District on 6th Avenue between 22nd Street and 23rd Street. Once in a while, you can find a potted tree that's been thrown out because it's slightly damaged. The Staten Island Ferry. Not free, but a nickel each way for a 5-mile ocean voyage around the southern tip of Manhattan is worth it. Take IRT. Broadway line to South Ferry, local only. Ferry leaves every half hour, day and night. Drugs. In the area along Central Park West in the 70s and 80s are located many doctor's offices. Daily, they throw out piles of drug samples. If you know what you're looking for, search this area. Books. You can always use the library. The main branch is on 5th Avenue and 42nd Street. The public library prints a leaflet entitled, It's Your Library, which lists all the 168 branches and special services the library provides. You can pick it up at your nearest branch. They also publish a calendar of events every 2 weeks, which is available free. You can get free posters, literature, and books from the various missions to the United Nations, located on the east side near the UN building. The Cuban mission, 6 East 67th Street, will give you free copies of Granma, the Cuban newspaper, Man and Socialism in Cuba by Che Guevara, and other literature. Map. A free subway map is available at any token booth. Good if you're new in the city and don't know your way around. Pets. The ASPCA, 441 East 92nd Street and York Avenue, has dogs, cats, some birds, and other pets. Tell them you're from out of town if you want a dog, and you will not have to pay the $5 license fee. Have them inspect and inoculate the pet, which they do free of charge. A good place to look for free pets is in the Village Voice under their column, Free Pets. Free Schools. The Alternative University, 69 West 14th Street, is a good radical school offering courses in karate, Mao, medical skills, and other courses. They will send you a catalog listing current courses. Bottega Artists Workshop, 1115 Quentin Road, Brooklyn, has art taught by professionals for free.